Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
I'm Corey Myers, USA News. Former President Trump says next week's scheduled news conference in New Jersey, where he planned to release a report on his so-called election fraud, is no longer happening. On Truth Social, Trump posted that on advice of his lawyers, he will now release that report in formal legal filings. He claimed the report will exonerate him from his recent indictment in Georgia for allegedly trying to overturn the 2020 election in the state. Hurricane Hillary is now a Category 4 storm, churning in the Pacific Southwest of Mexico. At last check, Hillary's wind speeds were clocked at 140 miles an hour. Now that storm is expected to weaken before it hits Southern California and areas of the Southwest, but it will still likely bring heavy rain and flooding to the region. Elizabeth Adams with the National Weather Service says rainfall projections from the storm are going up.
The rainfall is trending heavier. So we are expecting rainfall amounts of about 2 to 2.5 inches for the coast and the valleys. Seeing some of those heavier rainfall rates, potentially up to about 3/4 of an inch per hour. The heaviest is looking like it's going to occur Sunday night into Monday morning.
The top Maui emergency management official, who didn't sound warning sirens as wildfires swept across the island, has resigned. He stepped down the day after defending his decision not to activate the sirens. He said he feared coastal residents would have fled inland toward the flames. A Chicago community group calling on gang members to cease fire between 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. People in the Rogers Park area say they are living in the middle of a gang war. So now the group, Native Sons, is asking the gangs not to shoot during daylight hours and take the lives of innocent kids out playing. This is USA News.
Attention, your withdrawal has been denied by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Sam Asghari cites irreconcilable differences in his filing for divorce from singer Britney Spears. He filed that petition on Wednesday in the Superior Court of Los Angeles after 14 months of marriage. He's asking for spousal support from Spears and for her to pay his attorney's fees. The couple first met on the set of one of her music videos in 2016 and got engaged in 2021. The family featured in the Oscar-winning film The Blind Side plans to end their conservatorship for former NFL player Michael Orr. Lawyers for Sean and Leanne Tui made the announcement during a news conference Wednesday, days after Orr accused them of tricking him into that conservatorship. He filed a petition in a Tennessee court on Monday requesting to have it ended. Orr claimed that Tui's profited off of his story. Sean Tui has said the family didn't make any money off of the movie. Third-party sellers on Amazon who ship their own packages will soon have to pay an additional fee. Starting October 1st, members of Amazon's Seller Fulfilled Prime program will pay the company a 2% fee on each product sold if they don't pay for the company's fulfillment services. The online retail giant also charges sellers a referral fee. Sellers may also pay for warehouse storage, packing and shipping, as well as advertising fees. I'm Corey Myers, USA News.
It was your best vacation ever. You on a beach having a great time. Then some stranger walked up and said, "Hey, how'd you like to come here for the rest of your life?" And then he went on and on about how much money you could save. You listened, saw his presentation, ended up signing a contract. And now, 5 years later, you have a timeshare you never use. But you're still paying for it. That's the contract. But what if we could show you a legal way to end the contract and get out of your timeshare nightmare? It's called Timeshare Exit Defense. Our lawyers will work with the gigantic timeshare company lawyers and get you out of your agreement. No more maintenance fees, no more payments. Call now. Get your free ebook to learn how to exit your timeshare.
800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. That's 800-296-1332.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, thank you for joining in and being part of the solution, not adding the problem. As we say, this is not about a Republican thing or a Democratic thing. This is about a we the people, an American thing. Because that's what we can rally around, and that's what will bring us together. Great to have you with us. We've got Adam Weiss joining us in just a few moments. He's the CEO of AMWPR, a New York-based political strategy and communications firm. In fact, we'll bring him on right now. Adam, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Hey, Bill. Thanks for having me.
Well, let's break it down. Donald Trump indicted for the fourth time. What do we got? Something like, I don't know, I lost count. Something like 91 articles of the indictment between all four of them. And a grand jury ruled that Trump and several of his allies should be indicted in relation to alleged efforts to overturn the 2020 presidential election in Georgia. Adam, we're told what to believe on this, which is... unfortunate, because objective reporting has been thrown out the window. This has gone on for a long time. So no surprise here. We're being told that Donald Trump is evil. It's unquestionable, inarguable, based on four partisan attorneys and in the legal establishment coming after Trump. But the majority of America sees it for what it is, don't they?
Bill, if we sat here 10 years ago, and we heard these stories coming from third world countries, we'd expect it from, countries.
Exactly.
That. We'd say this would never happen in America. One indictment would never happen in America. Now we have four.
And possibly to be five here, Adam, because supposedly Arizona is, wants to get in on the pig pile.
Yeah. Well, that cuckoo over there, governor. So I sat with Rudy numerous times. I went on his son's campaign for governor.
Giuliani, we're talking about.
The irrefutable evidence that he has is, I'm overwhelmed with confidence that there was shenanigans in this election, but you don't know this evidence that he told me because the media will not play it. They won't pick it up. They won't talk about it. So we're stuck in this quadrant here that's like, hey, you decided to do something that should be allowed in America, freedom of speech, question an election, not a big deal, right? Mm-hmm. We should be all allowed to do that. But I think the overall thing here that's more scary than just the indictments is if you can indict 19 people, some were just I heard one was just a communications PR person.
Right, exactly.
Lawyers that should be confidential. If you can do that, it's going to scare America to holy Jesus, you know, to not be able to ever want to say anything. Who's going to want to say anything if you can get indicted just by saying, I think it was rigged, I think there were shenanigans? Now they'll scare the heck out of a lot of Americans. Now that leaves them the floodgates open to rig it again.
Exactly. Well, it's all about power and control. Think you not. And they will do everything. We were talking about this earlier with John Fleetwood from American Faith Magazine. And that is that the left, where they are, they will steal, they will kill, they will destroy. That's what they do. They've got a history of it. All for the sake of power and control. And we're seeing this on full display. Now, more and more Americans' eyes are waking up to the reality of this. They're saying, wait a minute, this isn't the United States of America that I grew up with. Well, but it is the United States that has become under the Biden administration and the power brokers that exist today. So if we cannot, you know, drain the swamp and get rid of all these people here, forget it. Then, you know, forget about talking about other third world countries, because we are one.
Exactly. And it's, you know, you have to do your best to keep fighting, but it is a point where it keeps getting harder and harder, because the left has such, they control culture, they control the media, they control the airwaves, they control the, so it's really difficult. And I have to be, as much as if the American people is on our side, and some of the crazy policies that this administration is throwing, not only down economically, but culturally and spiritually and society. And we just have to keep fighting, because they're just wants the destruction of America, and they'll change the way we know as an American Judeo-Christian country.
Adam, you know, as a communications expert, it's either message or the money. And they're spending a lot of money right now because their message sucks. Okay, and what we need to do is kind of let them go out there and punch themselves out. We can rope-a-dope them, because the thing is that, you know, even just like the whole argument about the 2020 elections, they don't want to hear about it. They don't want to, as they say, we don't want to relitigate. Well, we never litigated it to begin with. So there's no you know, that's the problem with January 6th, because they didn't want to take a look at the predicate. What was the predicate to January 6th? It was because of all the cheating and the crud that went on, that was shoved down everybody's throat. And most people are rational people. They're rational thinkers. They're saying, there's no way. You know, I can't buy the numbers that Joe Biden, out of his basement, is going to end up getting 10 more million votes than somebody is charming as Barack Obama. That it just, you know, is it probable or is it possible? Maybe. Is it probable? Not hardly. I can't come up with enough evidence that would get us into the realm of probability.
Why don't we all just say it's impossible? I've never heard in Wisconsin and Michigan, there were nurses, this was like reported, but obviously, you know, you have to dig and find these things. In nursing homes, there were lots of votes, hundreds, thousands and thousands of votes in nursing homes. Now, you've ever been to, my grandma was in a nursing home, but 90% of people don't even know where they are, right, at that point? But they flooded the gates with votes in nursing homes. They sent the community organizers in, and guess, it's not very hard to guess which way those votes went, right? So,
yeah, exactly.
Just that alone, I mean, was corrupt.
Well, and you had families who were saying, look it, my mother is, you know, final stage dementia. She has 1 minute lucky per day of any kind of lucidity, and she voted. So you know exactly what happened. The other thing is,
exactly,
is that in terms of even considering, I'm a numbers guy. Look at the numbers. You probably look at the numbers too, and you say, does this add up? You know, does this make sense? Well, look it, if Joe Biden gets 82 million votes, why wasn't there a blue wave?
Right. How did, like, exactly, how did the governor in New Hampshire, Sununu, that rhino, crush it, right? He crushed it. He won big. And Trump lost big in New Hampshire. That's just not, it doesn't work that way in politics. You can be a little bit off, but if the Republican governor comes in pretty big, the presidential candidate's going to lead the ticket, right? So he's going to come in equally. It didn't make sense. The congressional district, governor's races, president was off, and then the governor won big, right? So it just, The whole thing was manipulated, corrupted, used every tool in the box of this COVID to cheat. And nobody wanted to hear it because they know it was true. And the media just downplayed it. And we never got anywhere. How did he get indicted when they didn't even get a chance to? They didn't get anywhere, right? We didn't get anywhere. We got a rally. And after that, everything was shut down. No courts wanted to hear it. The Congress didn't want to hear it. Nobody ever litigated again. So it was like,
But yet 62% of the country says that they believe something fishy happened in the 2020 elections. But let's not pay attention to them because they don't matter. It's only we the people, the consent of the governed. Adam Weiss is with us, and our conversation with Adam will continue right after this.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to DanPilla.com to order your copy. That's DanPilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Home sales are down 31% across America, and mortgage rates are on the rise. If your home is not selling, you need to call our experts right now at the Quick Cash Hotline. We have investors ready to pay you cash for your property, regardless of the condition it's in. Most of our closings can happen in about 7 days. You don't have to worry about a buyer getting approved. You don't have to worry about showing your home. One simple call right now. Just pick up the phone and call us. I'll give you the number in a second. We will negotiate with you a price to buy your home. It's that simple. If you're ready to sell your home right now, any home, any condition, and you don't want to put money into it, no problem. We'll buy it from you. Call right now. It's a free call.
800-217-6459. 800-217-6459. 800-217-6459. That's 800-217-6459.
Minutes. minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. I'm Bill Martinez. He's Adam Weiss, the CEO of AMWPR, a New York-based political strategy and communications firm. We're talking about former President Donald Trump, indicted for the fourth time, also maybe, you know, a fifth indictment looming coming out of Arizona. But number four, you've got a grand jury ruling that Trump and several of his allies should be indicted in relation to alleged efforts to overturn the 2020 presidential election in Georgia. Just because the president made a phone call to the governor and to Raffensperger, who was in charge of the election there, or at least the count in Georgia, and just saying, hey, you know, anecdotally, can you find me, what, 11,750 votes, whatever that number was, but something like that. And we didn't realize that that was an evil thing to do. But this is what we're told that we're supposed to believe, right, Adam?
Yeah. It's like they indicted them, like he said, go in there, otherwise I'm going to send the military in there, when he just knew there was corruption left and right in Georgia, lights going out, water floods, ballots, people leaving the room, double counting. They had it on video. Nobody wanted to talk about it. Nobody wanted to show it. The governor didn't want to be crucified, so he just squirreled in the corner and acted like a good puppy for the establishment media.
Yeah, kind of amazing, Adam, because here you have a Republican governor in Kemp, and he just went along to go along. I mean, why would he fold like a $2 chair here?
These people are the same as Pence, right? There's people that have the moral conviction, the fiber to stand and restore, not care if they're criticized or they're ostracized or can earn a living of their own. And there's the elites that have lived their lives in there and know, if I go this direction, I won't be invited in the inner club. I won't be invited on corporate boards. And if I leave the governorship, I definitely won't be a contributor on a network, right? So let's take the safe route. And you go with Trump, and you're going to be criticized. You're going to be not going to be liked by the establishment of the media. Or you go against Trump, and all of a sudden you're the flavor of the month. Championed. Could have the same exact ideology, Bill.
Right.
Conservative, pro-life, pro-gun. You go against Trump, all of a sudden the media likes you.
Exactly. Yeah, they like you to use you for a short period of time. You're just a tool that's disposable, and that's what we've seen happen time and time again. But you know what you're pointing out here, Adam, is so dangerous, because we've lost sight of this constitutional republic where there can be this kind of coercion, that people are forced, whether we're dealing with something as dangerous as this proposed climate change that they keep throwing at, that we keep, you know, spending trillions of dollars over and getting nothing for it, or COVID, where millions of people die around the world, and it's just oh-hum. And, Dr. Fauci and his cabal, you know, live another day after they manufacture these research papers in order to justify what they're presenting to the people. And we're told, against our own common sense, things that don't make sense, and they actually make us more vulnerable, and more people died following their prescription. And they even make it worse, Adam. Today, you've got, social media channels that if you go against what has been the accepted, you know, left position, which is really controlled by the World Economic Forum down to the United Nations and the WHO. The WHO is the leverage point. If you say anything that is in conflict with the WHO, you will be deplatformed. It's that simple.
Right. During the heart of COVID, it was like, God forbid you said anything. They were banning you off Facebook, off of Twitter.
Oh, yeah.
Everything was definitely free country. Wasn't a free society. And this hoax of global warming and carbon emissions and all this other stuff is just out of reach for most Americans. I was in the car yesterday. I heard New Jersey has passed a law now. You must have electric cars by, I can't remember, 2030 or something. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
This is insanity.
Yeah, there's not enough cars around to take care of just the people in New Jersey.
I mean, can you imagine the electric outlets you would need in America and the average price of an electric car is $55,000, and you
exactly.
want to force everybody to drive electric?
Yeah, and by the way, those batteries, look what's going on in New York. You know, I mean, they're blowing up. They're killing people Okay?
Right.
So, but we don't want to talk about that. We don't talk about it. But no, we're still going to go headlong into, this reformation here of our country. I mean, we're going Amish, man. That's what's going to happen. We're going to end up going Amish.
The person that was in charge of the evacuation emergency response, or I don't know the exact department in Hawaii, was a left-wing radical appointment by Obama. And they didn't want to turn on the water. He was so over his head, this guy, from playing politics with a left-wing agenda that we don't even know the outcome of this horrendous amount of deaths that we have because of radicalism and left-wing ideology and policies and God forbid, and these poor souls and the beautiful city like
exactly
to ruins.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because you're talking now well over 100 people dead. I have pastor friends that are saying, Bill, it's going to be hundreds before it's over. The number of missing keeps growing. It looked like it was declining there for a minute. Now, the last report I saw was, they're reporting something like 1,300 people are still missing. It's a total disaster. But, go ahead.
You want to talk about double thin? I'm old enough to remember when Hurricane Katrina happened.
Yes.
And within like 1 or 2 days, they're blaming it on George Bush, the son, the president.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
How did he possibly control a hurricane, right? But then they went in, crucified him. How are you not there with food and housing? And then he flew over in a helicopter. They made fun of him because he flew in a helicopter. He wanted to see the sights. And they just torpedoed his presidency, and probably because of Hurricane Katrina, towards the end of his presidency, probably his approval rating must have went down 15-20% because of the devastating negative effect of Hurricane Katrina. And look at that compared to the way they're treating Biden.
Oh, yeah, of course. And the thing is, when you go to Katrina, how long did it take for them to turn, that sports arena into a hellhole? Okay, again, it all comes down in part to self-responsibility. There were a lot of moving parts to this. The mayor himself or the governor, it would have been the mayor of New Orleans, right? At the end of the day, you realize, how incompetent he was and how he exacerbated the problem. But what they remember more is Brown, who was the head of FEMA at the time, that George Bush had given a congratulations and an attaboy to. And then next thing you know, man, they couldn't throw him under the bus far enough. And so he's under. And then Bush says, he tells Brownie, he says, hey, make room for me. I'm right behind you. So, that's what they do. But, it's like, It's these ill-informed, policies, the result of affirmative action and all this manipulation and this unrealistic expectation of what governments have the capacity of doing. And, where are their limits? And, and of course, the mainstream media, they pigpile in such a way, especially, all in the understanding, as Rahm Emanuel says, you can't let any good crisis go to waste. So if if it works for the Democratic Party and their narrative, oh, my goodness, the mainstream media carries the water for them. And then we're told, Adam, like we're a bunch of idiots. We're so insulted. They tell us, Adam, you're such a dummy. You don't know better. We're going to tell you what you should believe, right?
Right. It's moving the story forward, and tell your audience and PR and the media. There's a story, an example, Solyndra happened under Obama.
Mm-hmm.
Devastating loss of all this carbon, waste of money, billions of dollars of waste of money, and solar energy on roofs, and it's just a total waste, right? And they figured it out, and same as Libya, when the crisis happened in Libya.
Mm-hmm.
And usually when it's a Republican, the story happens, devastating story, and they right away they blame the Republican president. And
right.
When it happens with Democrats, the story happens, they cover the story, but they don't move it forward. Story goes away.
Exactly.
It's different. So
even like Afghanistan recently, right, Adam?
Right. Exactly. Afghanistan. It's fuzzy because the media will cover it while it happens because she cannot cover it. It's an incredible national internet.
Yeah, exactly. Got to leave it there. Adam Weiss, thank you for joining us.
On nearly all your prescription drugs. we've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
USA News Update. Former President Trump said next week's scheduled news conference in New Jersey, in which he plans to release a report on his so-called election fraud, is no longer happening. On the advice of his lawyers, he will now release that report in formal legal filings. Hurricane Hillary, now a Category 4 storm, churning in the Pacific Ocean southwest of Mexico. At last check, Hillary's wind speeds were clocked at 140 miles an hour. The top Maui emergency management official who didn't sound warning sirens as wildfires swept across the island has resigned. He stepped down the day after defending his decision not to activate those sirens. A Chicago community calling on gang members to cease fire between 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. People in the Rogers Park area say they are living in the middle of a gang war. Corey Myers, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Right here, right now. Martinez.
We're back with you, America. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us. Just about 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Got a real treat for you. We got director Jeff Celentano and Ricky Hill from a new movie that's going to be released at the end of the month. True story about Ricky's life. Unbelievable. Stars Dennis Quaid and a bunch of other, great actors and actresses. And Jeff, Ricky, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you.
Great to be here, Bill.
Hey, before we get Ricky on, because we know he sucks up all the oxygen in the room, Jeff, so I better talk to you first. You can tell it's a bunch of jocks here, right? Because we already know how to throw trash out real quick. You got it. Hey, so Jeff, how did this project come to your orbit?
Well, it's pretty amazing. My brother was just randomly sitting in a hotel lobby, and Ricky Hill happened to be sitting next to him on the phone talking about trying to find the right director for his movie, and he wasn't finding the perfect person. Yeah, and my brother leaned over and said, "My brother's a fantastic director, and you have to meet this guy." And Ricky was like, "Excuse me?" And I don't know what happened. Mark just jumped right in there. You know, the Celentano, yeah. The Italians, you know, you can't.
Yes, right.
So right. He sent me the script that night. I took it really seriously because Mark said it was an incredible project after talking to Ricky. And I read the script, and I probably wept about 5 times reading through the script. And it just, it literally got inside of me in a spiritual way that I can't even describe. It just, I just fell in love with the movie, and I wanted to make it. I met Ricky the next day, and, you know, we immediately just bonded instantly, and I flew out to meet his partner, and had to jump through some fiery hoops, which I did. I had everything prepared, and they were really, you know, just really excited about me doing it. So it took me many years, many different investors that came in and people talking like they have money, you know how it is, and then they don't. Yeah. And I just never gave up on it. I just fell in love with it and decided that I was going to get this movie made. It was the last thing I did. And so people would say, you know, walk away from this. Move on. It's too hard. I mean, it's just too hard to get this movie made. And I said, I don't understand it. There's nothing but bad movies made every day, and this is a great movie.
Exactly.
And I'm going to get the greatest people around me to make this movie successful. I'm going to make a really beautiful film by acquiring, like, the grit, you know, the best writer and the best DP, the guy that shoots the film, and best sound and best everything I could assemble. So a friend of mine was just in passing said, "You got it. I read the script, Jeff, but it's a little bit more like a smaller movie. This is a big, sweeping, epic film. Let's talk about who you want to write it, because I have a lot of contacts." And I said, okay. And he said, well, who do you want to write this movie? Who would be your dream if you had all the money in the world? I said, there's only one guy, Angelo Pizzo, who wrote Rudy and Hoosiers. This friend of mine laughed and said, well, funny enough, he's one of my best friends, and he owes me a huge favor. And I said, come on, you're pulling my leg. And he said, no, this is meant to be, Jeff. We'll
Incredible.
See what he thinks about the script. Yeah. So we sent him the script, and Angelo immediately fell in love with it and said he couldn't believe the story was even real, and I had all the documentation. And that's how it all got started. And then I'd had many, you know, the movie was up and running in Utah for a while. It was up and running in other states, but, you know, just certain financiers didn't come through. So I met this guy. Well, I'll tell you that part of the story later, but I'm getting a little ahead of myself, but I'll tell you how.
Well, yeah, let's bring Ricky on. Ricky, here I am teasing that you're going to take all the oxygen. I think Jeff, you know, got a little threatened, and you better take over.
Yeah, hallelujah, amen.
Yeah. Hey, but Ricky, but for you, here you are. You're in a lobby. Somebody overhears your conversation. And, you know, the very thing you're looking for, God drops in your lap. But, I mean, how often do you have somebody who comes to you and says, oh, I can do that, or I know somebody that knows somebody, and this kind of thing. But, wow, this is one of those what we call divine appointments from God himself, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'll tell you this much. I was Jeff knows that he knows this now. He didn't know this then. But I wasn't really interested in any more. I'd already gone through 40 people out there because my executive producer asked me to do it. And and also on top of that, God spoke to both of us and said, do not stop this movie. Do not stop. And so I have to go out to Hollywood, and I am staying at the Westin Hotel. And I was doing interviews that day. I wanted just to see what it was. And, you know, like he said, shockingly, I get this character that tells me that he's got the guy. And I'm going, how many times have I heard that story?
You know?
And that same story even came from me myself, you know, bragging that, hey, I'm the best hair that you're going to see anyway. Well, anyway, it came about, he took this so serious that out of all the 45 to 50 of them that I interviewed, Jeff shined. Mm-hmm. He had this smart idea to take me to his house with me and my wife and take me to his house and show me what he was going to put and make this movie, what it was going to look like. And that was a very, very smart move, whether you believe it or not. That did everything for me because he showed me what he was going to do. Not talk about it. He showed me. And then I knew, then I went home that night and I called my executive producer and I said, look, this guy, something about this guy, You know, not only is he a good-looking guy, and he's got a head full of hair. He's got a head full of hair that I don't like. That I don't like that hair because he's got too much of it. But saying that, I told my director, I said, you know what? I'm telling you right now, I can't even believe this even happened. And furthermore, but I also know how the Lord works. I do.
Yes.
I know how Christ works in my life. And I know how he works in other people's lives that they don't even know it. And so saying this, the next thing you know, I didn't have a problem at all. I told my executive producer, he said, let's get him on a plane and let's get him back out to Georgia. Because, see, we just had some people that didn't know what they were doing before. We really didn't. But we needed guidance because I'm not a movie guy. I'm just the vessel in this thing. And saying that, I picked, it didn't take long for me after I saw Jeff and I saw the passion that he had in this and the drive in a matter of just 2 hours was phenomenal.
Amazing. Yeah. He definitely caught it. Yeah. That's
he
for
caught
sure.
It. Not only that, I mean, I threw him a 110-mile-an-hour slider and he hit it.
Well, that's great.
I told Ricky, you told me that you jumped the wall and ran out into the field and told the famous scout, Red Murph, that you were the hardest hitter he's ever going to see and he doesn't get a chance. And you were crying saying it. Well, I'm crying to you right now. I'm the hardest hitter you're ever going to find to direct your movie.
I said, I'm the best hitter. I'm the best hitter in this camp. That's what I told him.
That's right.
I told him it was a shame that he's never going to get to see it.
Yeah.
That's what I told him. Okay. There we go.
Ricky, you're just too humble. I mean, you hold back. I don't understand why you're holding back like this. I mean, because like everything about your story and to have that moment and then to go on. I mean, did you really go 11 for 11? In the movie, you're 11 for 11.
I think it was 13 for 13, to be honest with you.
Oh, was it really? What, Jeff lost count?
Jeff,
no, I never heard that part of the story, Bill, ever until now. But,
oh, really?
But I'll tell you something. I don't mean to interrupt, but I do want to say something that I've not told anyone before. I researched this movie to death. I mean, I worked out every little angle. I've watched every bad movie, every good movie like it, just make sure I didn't make those mistakes and made the right moves.
Yeah, let's go to a quick break. We'll pick it up on the other side. More from Jeff Celentano and Ricky Hill right after this.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Do you use pesticides in your job? Specifically Roundup. Roundup, made by Monsanto, contains a chemical called glyphosate, which has been linked to cancer. If you've used Roundup and you have cancer, you may be entitled to a cash award. Over $10 billion has been set aside to pay users of Roundup who've been diagnosed with cancer. Time is almost running out to file your claim. So if you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've used Roundup, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And time to file is almost gone, so please call right now.
800-890-7088. 800-890-7088. 800-890-7088. That's 800-890-7088. Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A+ BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service, featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Fred Dreyer here for the product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. You know, most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Are you experiencing fatigue and brain fog? So many people complain that in the afternoon, their energy seems to disappear and the brain becomes foggy. Balance 7 neutralizes the acids in your body. This aids your digestion. The energy from food is more effective, and afternoon brain fog fades away. Balance 7 is the answer. Go to Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, Balance7.com.
We're back with you. Bill Martinez here, and we're talking about this new movie that comes out the end of the month, and you'll hear more about this. It is called The Hill. It is a true story about Ricky Hill, a former Major League Baseball player. The film is based all around him. Director Jeff Celentano, all that you'll see on the big screen, it's all his fault, right, Ricky?
Absolutely. Everything is his fault. Everything.
Yeah. Well, that's the deal. When you're the director, you got the big chair, you get the big money, and you get the big shoulders and all the responsibility. But here you are, Jeff. You're dealing with Ricky's story. I mean, I often think when you are touching someone's story and you're responsible for communicating that story, and especially for Ricky being a man of faith, you had to feel a little bit like you were on hallowed ground, I would think.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, Bill. I cared a lot about the story. I'm not just saying this. I got a friend of mine that pushed me into this movie. He kept saying, you know, you're the director for this movie. You're the guy. Don't let anyone tell you otherwise. There are going to be a lot of people trying to steal the film from you. Investors will have their own directors. And this did happen. And
yes.
He said he would stand up for me. He was a pretty powerful guy at the time. And he would say, Jeff is the only guy to direct this movie because he's got a huge heart, and this movie needs that. And Ricky has a huge heart. And when I met him, I said to him, I promise you, and I just told this to this writer on my new film, you are never going to have to worry about me. I will tell you the truth every day because it's who I am. And I kept Ricky pretty close throughout the entire process. Matter of fact, he's even in the film. If you know, I don't want him to get a big head, but he's pretty darn good in the movie.
Uh-huh.
And he's actually the guy who cuts himself. The guy who cuts himself. But I just felt like I wanted him to be happy. It meant something to me. I mean, a lot of filmmakers don't care. The first thing a studio does is fire the guy's life story it's about so they don't have to have any creative problems.
Mm-hmm.
And Ricky was always like, he listened to me. He trusted me. He said, look, you're a filmmaker. I'm not. I'm a baseball player, golfer. I'm going to follow you and listen to what you have to say because you've already shown me what you're going to do, and I trust you. So I really felt compelled to bring him into everything so that when people saw the story, they saw the truth of the story. It's not embellished. And secondly, they also felt his spirit and his just the goodness this movie delivers to people. It's just a big, beautiful, family-friendly, mm-hmm. good-feeling movie to me. That's what I wanted to make. I wanted to make a movie that people could walk into and then at the end walk out of and were, you know, had full of emotion and tears and would look at each other and say, wow, what an incredible film. Kind of like I did when I saw Field of Dreams.
Right,
Exactly. Well, Ricky Hill, you know, for you, you know, let's give the audience a little taste and preview of this true story that, you know, Jeff, you know, directed and is going to be on the big screen on on August the 25th is when it comes out. So Ricky, let's tell a little bit about your story. I mean, you're the son of a pastor, and you know, as a kid growing up, you can hit rocks. I mean, there's something about and your ability to hit rocks with a stick is remarkable. It's extraordinary. Obviously, you know, for people who know, who have picked up a stick and hit rocks or hit a baseball, there was something special. You were gifted to be able to knock the heck out of a baseball.
Yeah, you know, it all started back then, even very young. I could just, because unfortunately, we had absolutely zero money to eat. My dad's preaching at a church. We're making $20 a month, and we had nothing. But you know what we had? We had sticks that would be growing out of trees, and we would cut them down. And guess what? The rocks were free, too. So that's the fun thing. That was the great thing. This is what developed me into, I don't know if you ever heard of Gene Mauch, but.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, Gene, absolutely. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah, Gene Mauch, I think he won two major league, the World Series twice. But Gene Mauch came up to me and he saw my swing and he said, "Son, where did you get that swing?" After I'd signed with the Expos, mm-hmm. he said, "Where did you get that swing?" And I said, I didn't even know who the guy was, to be honest with you, when he was talking to me. And I said, I got him hitting rocks. And that's where I developed my swing, hitting rocks. And I can look back on the film footage today and see that I had one of the prettiest swings. And that's not me bragging, because I don't want to brag on myself. I don't. But the swing I had, I mean, I really did. I had the swing. And it's just a gift that God gave me. And the rest of it, you know, you got to pick up. When you play professional baseball, people don't realize that ball coming in 97, 98, 100 miles an hour, you got to be able to pick it up.
Yeah,
either you
either
you have that or you don't.
Yeah,
and when
exactly.
you don't, it's time to go home when you don't.
Yeah, that's right.
I would like to mention something about Jeff Celentano real, real fast.
Okay.
Well, Jeff Celentano, when he told me that he was the best hitter to for this film, not only did he say that, but here's what Jeff did that was different. I had studios coming in asking to take over on this film, several of them, and he will tell you this right now. The only reason that I never moved was because of Jeff Celentano. I would not move because that's his talent.
Yeah.
His talent was there, and why would I want to leave an Ohtani, you know, or get rid of somebody that's, to me, the very best? And he could throw curveballs, he could throw knuckleballs, he could throw whatever you wanted to throw, but Jeff showed me that his talent was superior. And that's why I never really even thought about just straight to a studio film. I had went to my executives and I've just told them we can't go anywhere not without Jeff Celentano.
Yeah,
impossible.
Exactly.
Well, Rick, that's really sweet of you, man. I thank you for that. I mean, you've always been really loyal. So, but I wanted to say one thing, Bill, real quick. One of the things about this movie that really grabbed me was the fact that Ricky was so poor. I mean, he told me he didn't have shoes for 6 months. I mean, they were dirt poor. And I tried to portray that in the movie as best I could. But then he
you had the whole family sharing cornbread, a little piece of cornbread.
Yeah.
And you know, I mean, to really kind of emphasize and you see the level of poverty. I mean, here it is, a pastor of a church, and you're thinking, wait a minute, he should be better served. I mean, God says that when you do the work of the ministry, you should get twice as much. And wow, I mean, if that's the idea of twice as much, there's something lacking there. But the way you depicted Ricky's father and even Ricky, and I'm sure that the legacy of his father continues with him, because he was constantly raised up in the Word of God and the way that it was portrayed in the movie, I got to tell you again, you know, captured my heart. We've got about a minute and a half left here, but just to kind of give people an idea, I mean, we didn't even touch on this, and that is, I mean, here's Ricky as a kid growing up. He's got health problems, Jeff, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Major. Still does today. All the time, 24/7. But he's like a tank. You can't kill him. He doesn't stop.
Yeah, I'm shocked. I mean, they said at one point in the movie he's got the spine of a 60-year-old. That's like 30 years ago. And then I'm reading, I'm going, oh yeah, he's teaching golf.
What? Yeah, I know. He's pretty miraculous. I have to say, it's amazing. But the one thing I have to tell you is, if anybody walks away with anything on this movie, it's that I want like kids that are struggling or being bullied or can't get things done. You know, if they see this film, hopefully they'll get the message that they can do anything. They can achieve anything. Because Ricky did. He did the impossible. Even Dennis has said to me over and over, I still can't believe this really happened. Yeah. And I said, I have all the proof. It all really happened.
Yeah, dozens of surgeries. Everything, Ricky, that you went through, dozens of surgeries as a child, and you were able to realize your dream and to go to the bigs. And hit home runs in the bigs.
Yeah. I mean, all anybody's got to do is ask Nolan Ryan. He knows the story. And Nolan Ryan is the scout that signed me, signed Nolan Ryan. And what a privilege to have that happen, to be affiliated with Nolan. And you know, we're both Texas boys and all this right now. But it's a great, great feeling being connected to Nolan Ryan through Red Murph that signed me. You know, and he signed the Nicro brothers. He signed Roger Clemens. He signed all these studs. And I just happened to be the little old pickler that came trucking in. And here I did. I backed up what I said. In fact, I had a little help, by the way. I had someone in heaven helping me out. So, it made things great, and it just came into play, and the story was written beautiful. It came out the way it was written. It looks so good the way it's written, and all the work and everything that Jeff put into it. I didn't say that I sat back and rested, but I did get to watch practically everything, and there was just beautiful, beautiful moments made through this film.
Well, it sounds like you're proud of the movie, Ricky.
I'm very proud of it. I'm very proud of my director. I'm very proud of him, because I won't tell you, he came straight to me from Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. And I'm a big Christian, all right? I'm a big believer. That's first in my life, but I also know where this man came from.
Yeah. Amen. Well, we got to leave it there. Go ahead if you want to say something really quick, Jeff. Go ahead and wrap it up.
My last thing is the fact that this all happened in the 60s and 70s, and we depicted that.
Yeah, I'm with you. Director Jeff Celentano, Ricky Hill have been our guests. It's about his movie, The Hill Movie, that's going to be coming out on August the 25th. It'll be linked on our website at BillMartinezShow.com. Hey, guys, you guys have been awesome. Thank you so much. You've blessed us. Take care.
Bill, thank you.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart, but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.